Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
All right, you can join us on the phones, 1-855-450-3733. Then we're going to start out with a special guest tonight. His name is Nathan Cox, and he is one of the cop blockers from around the country, specifically in the Richmond, Virginia area. Nathan, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me on, Ian and Daryl.
Sure. Well, I saw an update from you online today, I think on Facebook, about the police serving you with some papers. And you caught this service on video, and apparently it has something to do with a blog post that you made the other day. So can you take us back to the beginning so our listeners can know what's going on?
Yeah, sure. well, I caught wind the other day. I guess it was the last 24, 48 hours that that there was some information, some internal information coming out of the Richmond Police Department that was being published online. I don't know if it was an advertent or inadvertent leak or you know, anything about the origin of the information. And to be quite honest, I haven't even seen the information myself. Mm-hmm. But after this information, or at least part of this information, was made public, there's a anarchist collective group in Richmond that does a lot of police accountability under the name of Cop Watch.
Yep.
And they've had quite a few run-ins with the Richmond police in the past, and have had some pretty good success getting information from Freedom Information Act requests from the Richmond Police Department. And so they posted a blog, I think it was last night, releasing the initial information that was leaked or that had been uploaded online. And basically all I did under the, you know, the title of Virginia Cop Watch under our website was write a blog about it. I said, hey, this information has come out to the public. Mm-hmm. This is where you can find it. And as a result of that, today it transpired that quite a few plainclothes detectives were trying to track me down, as well as my friend. Her name is Mariah, who wrote the initial blog about it. And they finally called up to me and served me this court order / injunction.
Now, I did see the video of this. You took a quick video, which is a service that most cell phones can utilize. If you get a smartphone, you can get Quick or Bambuser, or there's a couple others. But you can install that. It makes it so you can live stream video from your phone. That way, if they capture the phone, then they may not be able to delete the video. Anyway, I saw that footage, and I paused it at the point where you panned down to sort of record the paper that they handed you. And it didn't seem to say anything about, you know, you couldn't talk about what this was. Did I misunderstand? Was there more paper behind it?
Yeah, there was. Still, four pieces of paper, and I didn't. I'm probably going to end up publishing this either tonight or sometime this weekend. But to specifically answer what you're asking about, there's a paragraph in here that says the matter concerns the protection of certain information defined in the complaint as "quote unquote" confidential information. It appearing to the court that the requirements for a temporary injunction are met and that it is otherwise right and proper so to do. The court hereby orders that the police department's motion for temporary injunction is granted against defendants Mariah, the Richmond Wingnut Collective, Nathan Cox, and FileBin.net, quote unquote, defendants. And it says, and enters a temporary injunction prohibiting defendants from continuing to make the confidential information available to the public and requiring the defendant return to the court any copies of any portion of the confidential information.
Now, how are you supposed to know what the confidential information is?
That is a great question. And let me just reiterate that not only have I not seen any of this information, but I didn't upload it. I haven't downloaded it. I just simply directed people to where they could download it and where they can do it.
Okay, so let me see if I understand this right. Some form of Freedom of Information.
It was a
request.
Leak. No, I don't think it was Freedom of Information. It was leaked out, right?
From what I understand, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
So police files have been leaked out, allegedly.
I thought it was, you know, the files were achieved through a freedom of information.
No.
And then they said, oh, wait a second. No, we don't want anybody to read these things.
No, I'm going to guess it was anonymous that did this, but that's just a total shot in the dark.
Right.
Yeah, I really don't know the origin. And just to kind of play off of what you were just saying a second ago, Daryl, about the FOIA request, this anarchist collective group, the Wingnut, they actually filed a FOIA request to the RPD about probably, I don't know, 12 to 18 months ago, and they got a lot of big press out of it because they were able to get a lot of standard operating procedures, guidelines, policies, and stuff. And the Richmond Police Department, after they realized who they gave it to, they actually filed some sort of court order to try to get it back from them. And ever since then, they've been harassing these good people down.
I bet they
have.
Once you get on their list, they don't ever really take you off of it. So,
So
just to recap here, you're the primary blogger behind Virginia Cop Block, and the website is virginiacopblock.org.
Yeah.
There's a post there called Anonymous Leak, Richmond Police Department Internal Information Published Online. You then go on to discuss the RVA Wingnut Group and how they have released this information. You then link to this alleged leak information, which those links have been taken down, so they're no longer active. And one of the questions that I had is, does anyone know if these links are still available? And if you knew it, you couldn't post it? Or what how do you interpret this order?
Let me address your first question. The information, as you put it, and as I've heard, is no longer available for download. I guess they've somehow shut it down. I know for a fact that a lot of the files, if not all of them, that were, because this information, there's thousands of files, thousands mm-hmm. of documents, and I don't even think whoever was uploading it was finished uploading all the stuff. I guess the cops, or the feds, or whoever, have shut down this download link. But I'm confident, not only that people had already been downloading it, but that it will reappear online eventually.
Well, I'm hoping it happens because I would love to assist in whatever way. You know, maybe put out the link to Free Talk Live listeners and have folks, you know, download as many copies as possible and, you know, repost them. Because they're clearly trying to put a stop to this, and it makes me wonder what it is that they have to hide. So this is, you know, absolutely outrageous, and they're essentially suing you, right? I mean, or is that just how an injunction is written? Because it looked like it was the police, the Richmond police versus Nate Cox and then those other folks.
Yeah, from what I understand, this is just some sort of, you know, order written by a guy in a robe, or signed off by a guy in a robe, mm-hmm. Saying that I'm supposed to stop doing whatever it is I'm allegedly doing, which, like I said, I mean, anybody who's read the blog should know, just based off of reading the blog, that I didn't upload anything. I didn't download anything or anything of that matter. I just pointed people in the right direction. So it was quite – I had heard from my friend Mariah this morning before I went into work that she was at work and that her roommate said that the police were there in full battle rattle.
Whoa.
About six cops trying to serve her the same paperwork that I got. They ended up going to her mother's house. They ended up going to friends of hers that she hadn't seen in years, and the police did the same thing with me. They went to my mom's house. My mom wasn't there. Now she's scared. You know, she's scared out of her mind.
Sure.
And then from there, they went to my grandmother's house, which is where I am currently residing, along with Meg McLean, who, by the way, tells both of you hi. And then from there, they went up to my place of employment, and they stuck around in my area for about 2 hours trying to find me. And after finally getting a hold of my attorney, I was trying to figure out if my attorney wanted me to come down to his office to take care of this matter or if that wasn't necessary. He told me that it wasn't necessary. We ended up getting a local reporter who's a self-described libertarian who's covered some of my activism before. His name is Mark Holmberg. He's a stellar journalist. And he actually came and filmed the interaction with these cops as well.
Stand by. Nate, can you stick with us here for another segment? Continue this discussion? All right, more with Nathan Cox. He is one of the guys behind VirginiaCopBlock.org. You can go there and check out what's going on. 855-453. If you got a question, feel free. Free Talk Live.
When you run a small business, there's never enough time to do what you need to do, is there? And when it comes to your presence online, I bet you could use a little help. Well, Web.com is here to help by building you a successful website for free. That's what they did for Tiffany.
I tried building a website on my own, and that just did not work out. I was freaked out about everything that I had to do. I found Web.com, and they put it together like that, and it was just amazing.
You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com. Call today to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations. Absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today at 800-862-9475. That's 800-862-9475. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4 herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you may enjoy the features that you find there. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Now, Daryl, you and I both moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Yes, we did.
Because it just makes sense to get together with other people that believe as you do. People that appreciate the ideas of freedom. And not only that, but people who are willing to do something about it, people who are willing to take action. And whatever that means, it could mean doing cop blocking like Nathan Cox is down in Virginia, or it could mean, you know, running for political office, as you and I just recently did, doing civil disobedience, street theater, creating media, as we're doing right now. So there's a lot of different ways. And there's also behind the scenes kind of activism, you know, creating a website or sending a letter to the editor,
yeah.
Things like that. And there's a lot to be done. There's a lot in this movement that's going on. You can learn more over at freestateproject.org. Plus, now is the time to get pre-registered for the upcoming Liberty Forum. Daryl, you're pretty brand new to the state. When did you make the move?
I moved on April 4th. I arrived in Keene at 2:45 p.m.
So you were here post the Liberty Forum last
yes.
year.
I have never attended a Liberty Forum.
It's a great event. I imagine you've been to like a libertarian convention before.
I have, and I've been to the Freedom Summit that Ernest Hancock puts on in Phoenix. So I'm guessing it's probably very similar.
I've never been to the Freedom Summit. The libertarian conventions are much more boring than the Liberty Forum because they have all that, you know, the arguing over the ands, the ifs, and the buts.
Robert's
and
Rules says blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then changing the party platform and all that. That stuff doesn't happen here. So you get all the panel discussions. You get panel discussions, speeches, and lots of great after-hours parties and more. It's a great time. Basically, you take over the whole hotel. Not quite, but a lot of the hotel. And with a bunch of liberty-minded folks. It's a great time. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about the event. Some of the speakers have been announced already, including Tom Woods as a keynote speaker, and Declan McCullough from CNET. He's been doing some great work over the years covering kind of the freedom of information. And more than that, though, Jeffrey Tucker, Cory Doctorow, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. The early bird registration fee, under $200 for a weekend-long convention in a hotel. Now, it doesn't include your hotel room. That's the convention fee. And it does include, apparently, the meals. So
yes.
It's bewilderingly cheap.
They have a package. If you don't want the meals,
really?
You can get in for less than $100.
That's unbeatable. You can't find conventions that are that cheap and have that many cool people around them. Now, Nathan Cox, I feel like you've been to the Liberty Forum in the past. Am I right about that?
Actually, I have not. I've only been to Porkfest.
Porkfest. Okay, because I know I met you. I didn't recall which event it was. Porkfest is the other Free State Project yearly event. Well, hopefully, if Richmond police haven't put you in jail by the time the Liberty Forum rolls around, it'd be nice to have you come on up because you guys are doing a lot of good stuff down there in Virginia. And what we're talking about right now is what happens when you get, when you get into the world of trying to police the police, trying to hold them accountable. They get your number and your address and your name, and you get on a list. I mean, they certainly know who you are, and they've targeted you now because you've been, you've been calling them out on your blog at virginiacopblock.org.
Yeah, me and a handful of other excellent writers have. You're exactly right, and you know, I had a pretty aggressive run-in with a handful of state troopers this past Memorial Day weekend, and I, after getting one of the two tickets dismissed, I filed a Freedom of Information Act request and got the officer's dashboard camera along with a series of text messages that they were sending to each other back and forth throughout the stop and after the stop, and there was a lot of pretty incriminating and damning stuff that I found.
Really?
Just in that alone. And the one piece of information that the state police refused to give me was, I believe, probably the most important piece of information, which was I requested to have the information regarding any sort of previous history of complaints or behavioral or misconduct problems, and they were refused, citing Virginia law, that they did not have to give that information up, which I think is incredible because, I mean, if you got hothead, aggressive police officers out there that are known to misbehave, to have misconduct issues or whatever, that's a matter of public safety, and people ought to know. People ought to know that information.
So now they've come after you with an injunction saying you can't be posting our information that has leaked out apparently through other channels. You merely linked to it. You didn't post it. You simply posted about it. And I, you know, I remember there was an issue with our friend Brad Jardis, who's a former cop up here. He got into a situation at a college where he attempted to open carry or was planning on open carrying some firearms.
The Plymouth State.
Yeah, and they got an injunction against him to prevent him from showing up with open carried firearms on the campus. And one of the things the judge ordered was that he post the injunction on freekeen.com. And I said, well, I don't want that on my website, and or I don't want you to post whatever it is he's ordering you to post. So Brad posted it, but I took it down, and they never came after me for that. So I wonder, you know, how much, you know, what kind of teeth does this really have? This injunction against you.
You said how much credibility?
No, how much teeth? Like, what can they do? Will they do something?
Yeah. Like, if you send me the links and then I post everything, because then you're not posting it, you're just
spreading it to
someone else who posted it.
You're exactly right. I mean, my attorney is thrilled about this. My attorney is the same attorney that I used during my First Amendment case dealing with the VCU police when they illegally pulled me over.
This was the one where you got a $10,000 settlement.
Yes, which I ended up getting none of that, but that wasn't the point. The point was to hold them accountable. But he's psyched. I mean, this is a clear First Amendment violation. He used a reference like, you know, if I was just to post a WikiLink of some WikiLinks document, you know, and this is not the first case of incidents of people getting arrested or injunctions for people posting. I'm sure you recall Brandon Robbs, who is a Marine veteran, who it might be a slightly different situation, but you know, he simply made posts on his Facebook page about the government and quoting lyrics from songs, and he got kidnapped by the feds and held in a mental institution for about a week and a half.
Yeah,
and, involuntarily psych evaluation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In Virginia Cop Block, we were the first local news outlet to break the story, and we were working with his family, and they really appreciated all the stuff that we did with that. So, I mean, we're down here trying to hold police accountable. We certainly could use all the help we can get. I'm just taking it one day at a time. I'm not going to let them intimidate me and silence me. And their guns, their nightsticks, their tasers, they don't scare me.
Keep us in the loop, Nate. You're a pretty brave guy because, as you said, there are only a handful of folks that are active in this way down there. And I don't know what your plans are for the future, but certainly we'd love to have you up here. And I appreciate your time tonight. Again, keep us in the loop. Let us know what's going on out there. And if we can help you propagate this news, we certainly will.
I appreciate it. And if the links go back online, I'll let you know.
Thanks. Sounds great.
All right. Have a good day.
From VirginiaCopBlock.org. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio here, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. But what is that, Daryl?
FPP is Free Press Publications. We're an independent alternative news and media company putting out news that sometimes you see in other media, but putting the libertarian twist on it and basically giving you the libertarian solution to status problems.
And you do it in newsprint form and also radio form and web form.
Yes.
And it's all free, right? Except
it's
for
all
books.
Free.
You got to pay for the books.
Yeah, there are books. You got to pay for the books. You can.
You got a new book coming out, too, or a novella.
It is a... either a novella novelette. Or a novelette, depending on which definition you use for word count.
Longer than a short story,
yes.
Shorter than a novel.
Yes. Right around 12,000 words, so 50 pages roughly.
And what's it called? And when's it coming out?
The Diary of Henry Myers. It is a futuristic sort of dystopian future. At the collapse of what I call in the book NAMSOCO, but which is essentially a North American Union.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set right at the collapse of that. There's a lot of flashbacks to the tyranny that existed before the collapse. You know, a lot of the futuristic novels that deal with tyrannical governments, they never actually get to the part where it falls apart. So I'm starting where it falls apart. and then sort of flashing back to some of the worst.
Sounds pretty cool. So people will be able to order this through fpp.cc?
Yes. And
as of?
I'm hoping to have this out by mid-December.
Okay.
I'm probably going to set the release date for December 15th.
Cool, so maybe just in time for the Christmas
holiday.
Yeah,
just in time for Christmas.
Well-timed. FPP.cc. You've got other cop block news here tonight, and then also more about secession. It's been a hot week for secession.
Yeah.
I say we keep the conversation going. I've got a piece by the San Francisco Chronicle at sfgate.com called Let 'Em Go. And I think it's great because it really shows how even people on the left are seeing the value in secession. Because this whole secession thing is obviously being perceived as a backlash against Obama.
Right.
And probably rightfully so. That's not the reason why I want to secede. I wanted to secede many years ago. But anyway, we can get into secession here. But I figured since we're talking cop block, there's other news. And this is, you know, at least with the news with Nate Cox, he didn't get arrested today. There's a cop blocker who's been arrested in Minneapolis.
That's not good.
And in this case, no, guy named Paul Leeson spotted a group of Minneapolis police officers. This story, by the way, from Carlos Miller over at photographyisnotacrime.com, so you probably have some idea of why he was arrested already at this point. But when he spotted a group of Minneapolis police officers making an arrest, he pulled out his camera and started taking photos from a nearby public sidewalk. One of the officers spotted him and ordered him to keep walking. Leeson, who's 23, is a member of Cop Block. He knew his rights and asserted them, which, as we all know, is the quickest way to land in jail. One officer told him to get the F out of here. Leeson responded by saying, and this probably isn't the best response, F the police, is what he said back to them.
Yeah, that's generally never the proper thing to say, unless someone asks you to name a rap song from the late 80s, early 90s.
But I get it, man. I mean, I get being in a heated situation. You're dealing with thug cops, and he kept it at their level, which was to, you know, use profanity, because they used it first. Next thing he knew, he was surrounded by three cops who kept calling him faggot. This is how he explained it in an email to Photography Is Not a Crime. So here's his excerpt from the email. Quote, I felt as if they were trying to make me fight them. I remained calm, but did voice my opinion that what they were doing was wrong. I tried to record the conversation when one of them smacked the phone out of my hand. I was then put into a headlock, handcuffed, and arrested. My friend tried to calm the officers down, but one of them shoved him into the ditch. The incident took place on October 13th as Leeson participated in an event called Zombie Pub Crawl, which could mean he was inebriated at the time.
Possibly.
Yeah, which meant that normally is what happens with a pub crawl. We don't know at what point in the pub crawl this occurred. Anyway, it meant there was a multitude of other people also standing or strolling on the same sidewalk witnessing the initial arrest, but Leeson was the only one who decided to take pictures. Leeson was charged with
disorderly conduct.
That's right. And spent 6 hours in jail. During the initial hearing, an officer testified they feared Leeson was going to hit them. The old fearing for their life routine that makes them come across as terrified pansies. The court offered him a plea deal where the disorderly conduct charge would remain on his record in exchange for $350, which he did not accept.
Good.
So now the case is pending with no definite trial date at this point. They also kept his wallet and other important items. He says in his email, they took my wallet and I never saw it again. It was a weekend wallet with my ID, American Express debit card, permit to carry card, and $10.53 in cash. The cash and the ID were returned to me when I was released, but never anything else. You know, normally when you get booked into a jail, they hand you a piece of paper which has your items on it that you had.
That's always been my understanding, is that either you list everything down or they list everything down.
And then you sign that they have received these items, and then at the end of your stay at the jail, they are supposed to give you those same items back. Why would they give him his cash and his ID, but not the wallet itself?
With the credit card.
Right.
And the concealed carry permit.
He says, I had extras of the permit to carry my ID already because I figured if something like this happened, I would want spares. They came in handy. I had a friend along who witnessed the whole event. He tried to get the officers to calm down and was pushed into the grass. They also ID'd him. And then here in this article at photographyisnotacrime.com, they show a bloody palm print of the man that the Minneapolis police were originally arresting when Paul Leeson came along and started taking photos. So we don't know what happened with this other guy at this point. Why was there a bloody palm print on the side of the police cruiser, which you know is very visible here? It's a dark red print right on the white portion of the black and white cruiser, like on the back.
Yeah, that is very visible.
So, so definitely some questionable things going on here, some terrible police behaving badly.
Well, if anybody has any questions about what the Minneapolis police are capable of doing, just Google or go to YouTube and type in RNC 2008.
Was that the Beat the Crowds one? I thought that was the Democrat
convention. That was the Democrat convention where they had the T-shirts that said, we wake up early to beat the crowd.
Yep. Okay, so what happened in Minneapolis?
There were a lot of stormtrooper-esque things that happened in Minneapolis.
Was that the one where they fired tear gas at a crowd of people just for hanging out in a park?
They fired tear gas, and then they told people to disperse from the park.
Yep.
And then came in from all sides so that no one
could
leave.
Get out. That's right. I remember that one.
There were people on a bridge. They were told, get off of the bridge. They're going...
It's sick.
They're halfway through the bridge. Cops coming from behind. You need to get off the bridge. So they keep walking forward.
Yep.
Cops coming from the other way, you need to get off the bridge, and then trapped them in and arrested everybody for unlawful assembly.
Let's go to the phones. Kenneth's in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Kenneth.
You probably know who I am. I've been on the BBS a lot and so on and so forth. Called in. I haven't called in a long time. I'm a cannabis patient.
Excellent.
And I thought I would provide my perspective on Amendment 64.
And is this the legalization amendment?
Well, I don't know what it is.
That's the one that was being promoted by regulate marijuana like wine.
Or like alcohol. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only it wasn't like alcohol because nobody tells you you can only have a six-pack, you know.
And hang on, Kenneth. I would love to hear your thoughts on this as a medical cannabis patient in Colorado. His thoughts on the legalization of cannabis is supposedly happening there. We'll get the inside scoop here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Hey, want to tell you about how you can get some Bitcoins. Maybe you've done the research. Maybe you are ready to make the plunge or just get your feet wet. You can go to BitInstant.com to make it happen. They make it easy for you. You can use over a million locations worldwide in over 30 countries. Where you can literally walk in with cash and then have bitcoins waiting for you when you get home to your computer or on your smartphone. In some cases, instantly. In some cases, it may take a few minutes. But it's pretty darn good. It's a good system.
That's quicker than bank transfers.
For me, it has been instant. I went into a CVS and would put money in there at the MoneyGram phone, and then when I got back to the house, the bitcoins were already there and confirmed. And normally, when you do a bitcoin transaction, it does take several minutes to do the confirmation. So when I say instant, it shows instantly that they're there. But you have to go through that Bitcoin waiting period where everything gets checked by the network to make sure it was a valid confirmation or a valid transaction. But basically, when I've done it with the MoneyGram, it's been instant. I've heard people doing the bank deposits have had to wait sometimes a couple hours, but it just depends on the method that you use. But there are different ones. You can use online methods, in-person methods to deposit cash and turn them into bitcoins over at bitinstant.com. Let's go back to Kenneth. He's in Colorado, and Kenneth, you said you're a medical cannabis patient prior to November or the election early this month. You did have a medical program there in Colorado. Now you've got what's being purported as legalization, but you wanted to give us your perspective on it.
Yeah, we still have a pair of programs, and I want to apologize in advance if I clear my throat a few times because my throat's kind of giving me trouble right now.
No problem. Me too. Go ahead.
I want to start out by saying I do kind of resent when people talk about medical cannabis as though it's a sham, because I'm one of those people who has a real condition and cannabis really treats it. I suffer from degenerative disc disease. And it gives me headaches that are so bad that basically I'm debilitated completely.
Mm.
And I missed an entire day of work Wednesday because of them. And believe it or not, I was eating cookies all day for medication. And it really is my medicine. And when people say, oh, you know, it's just a way for pot smokers to...
And that's cookies made with canna butter, correct?
That's correct. I don't even...
Okay.
Okay. And I never did. Never really liked potheads either.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a couple people familiar with the BBS know that. But anyway, I'm learning to get along with them because naturally they're kind of like fellow travelers these days. But anyway,
okay.
The point, and I certainly do support their freedom, and that's part of this. So I've always been covered under what they call the affirmative defense rule, which basically says that they can, if they catch me with it, they can arrest me and drag me to jail and make me prove that I have a doctor's notice and that I should be having it, whether I'm growing it or whatever. So, and the reason why I use the affirmative defense rule is because I don't want to have a certificate which puts me on a list which they're openly sharing with the DEA.
Mm.
Okay. So I want to make that really clear what's going on. If people didn't know that, that kind of stuff happens. But anyway, the reason why I'm happy to see it is because I'm not going to be the pure focus of the drug investigations anymore because,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is the state where they have medical, right?
Right.
When, you know, they're all, you know, they're all coming out of the woodwork, as they already were here, of course, all the pot smokers and everything. They were already here. It's just that now it's not such a taboo anymore. But from that standpoint, I'm happy to see it. But I couldn't vote for it because I'm not for putting an excise tax on it. I don't know what they're going to use the excise tax for. They mm-hmm. say the first $40 million is going to go to schools, but I'm not sure that's a good thing, social indoctrination centers. I guess they're supposed to go to capital improvements. I don't know whether that's good or bad, but anyway, that's one thing. And furthermore, the amendment requires the legislature to write up all kinds of legislation on how it's going to be distributed.
Mm, yeah.
And I don't know how that legislation is going to turn out. We might be better off, might have been better off if we'd held out for a better deal. You know, that said,
or,
I think it's better than Washington's, and I think it's better because I can grow myself, period. I can grow for myself.
Right. I knew that the Colorado yeah. amendment was better than the initiative in Washington.
And there's no phony drug DUI thing on it either.
About oh, really? Okay.
Per milliliter business. You know, there's patients.
So they're not going to be taking people's blood at roadside stops?
Well, they still might do it, but it won't be a per se DUI law. What a per se DUI law does is it says if we stick a needle in you and we find 5 nanograms, that means you are under the influence. Well, there are patients who haven't had cannabis for 24 hours and are not under the influence of cannabis who have over up to like 30 nanograms per milliliter of the metabolites. It's not even THC, it's metabolites in their system. And so that was one place we benefited. They haven't yet stuck us with that law because
well,
when
my,
they get
my
that
understanding,
law, you know they're going to use it.
My understanding is that Colorado does have some form of DUI for the cannabis.
What they have to do is they have to give you a field sobriety test, which is, frankly, here's my view of that. I think it's worth getting into, I suppose, if we get the time.
Sure.
They should have something kind of like a Fisher-Price toy in the back of the car. And what they should do is they should pull this thing out, and if you can work the dials and answer the questions satisfactorily, you've got the coordination necessary to do all the things this thing would have you do, then you're capable of driving. It doesn't matter what for. It doesn't matter what you're on, whether it's opioids or cold medicine or you're just too old and senile to drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't work the machine, you shouldn't be driving. That's what I think should be used and before we get self-driving cars.
Well, the current roadside Olympic sort of test that they give is oddly similar to the test that they give someone who they suspect of having a concussion.
I don't really know about that. I've taken the test before. I was accused of drunk driving once.
I've had the concussion test, and then I watched a video a couple days later of somebody having the field sobriety test.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait a second, that's the same test that I took 3 days ago.
Right.
You know, the follow my finger, the keep right. your balance.
What they should most be interested in is whether you're capable of driving. They shouldn't yes. be interested in what chemicals in your blood.
Yeah.
After all, you know, they don't go looking for cough syrup.
Sure.
You know? And
well, right. And what about being? What about driving while tired? What about when you're sleeping?
Medication, I was much higher than I remember being on cannabis.
Kenneth, thanks for sharing your perspective tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, and thank you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Driving while tired is an incredibly dangerous task.
That's much more dangerous than driving after, you know, having some herbs.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. In fact, there have been multiple studies over time that have shown that cannabis smokers can drive as good as, you know, non-stoned drivers, straight drivers. They're as good, if not a little bit better, if not a little safer in most of the studies that have come out.
And it's much safer than driving under the influence of alcohol.
Oh, yeah, but they're going to treat it like, you know, you're a menace to society. And that's the
right, because the feds have it listed as a Schedule 1
right.
drug, which means that it's the worst of the worst with zero
redeeming medical
redeeming qualities.
It's ridiculous, of course. I mean, as Kenneth knows, and as many medical cannabis users will testify, this stuff is a miracle drug for them. It, you know, a lot of people will try various different...
It's the only thing that helps with my arthritis.
I believe it.
Unfortunately, it does not help with my headaches.
Mm.
It makes those worse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear about that. You should try a vaporizer, see if that helps.
Probably should.
Because it's different, right? Like, if you're incinerating the cannabis,
well,
you
and
get
I'm sure
different chemicals.
Ingesting, the way Kenneth said that he only eats the cookies.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I ate cookies, it would probably have a much better effect than inhaling smoke.
Yep, precisely. I mean, now, when you do eat it, you're going to get all of the, you know, you're going to get all the THC that's
right.
in there and doesn't get incinerated before it reaches your lungs. But at the same time, there's just, it's a different effect.
Right. The body is absorbing it a different way.
Yeah. And you don't have all the whatever, you know, carcinogens that might come with the smoke or whatever nasty ash, you know,
right, right,
all that stuff. 855-450-FREE. Hey, speaking of the cannabis laws, the new Washington and Colorado situations, there's news out of Seattle where the Seattle Police Department has published a how-to guide on how to smoke pot legally. This is a new thing I've never heard of before. The police department actually giving people advice as to how to avoid getting arrested while being a cannabis user. We'll tell you about that and more. You can take control and bring up anything you want. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe is here 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.